Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
السلام عليكم. This is Khaled. And you're on a conversation with a purpose, and we're going to start in about 13 minutes from now. So just got to hang in there and call back at 8 o'clock p.m. East Coast time. And so we'll be with you. Hang on.
In light of assalamu alaikum, in light of what your father said at the library this morning, I was deeply concerned after hearing your presentation, Imam. And I have had others to share with me when you put something on the email concerning when the passing of our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, which is your was your husband. I am totally against the method that was done in reference to you and showing you respect as his wife. And my question to you is, with all of the leadership that pledged support of Imam Muhammad, did they stand up and acknowledge to the people that you were, in fact, his Islamic, his wife, period? Did they do that?
It saddens me to say, it gives me no pleasure to say that no. In the days following Imam Muhammad's passing, I thought I was going nuts, you know. Because I'm like, any day now, you know, these. Because, I mean, I went with him. I traveled. They're like, oh, Brother Imam, we miss you, Brother Imam. And these same people, and I'm not going to say names, that could just shake the ground if they felt like it. And they say, oh, you're my brother, and here's this for you, here's that for you. And then when he passes, and even if you don't care about me, I don't care that you care about me. I mean, Allah will take care of me. But what hurt me is that they watched when he could not do anything. He's passed away, and his character and what he loved, even if you don't understand why the relationship, all you know is I loved him, he loved this, therefore I'm going to protect him. But it took my father, and Allah knows who he gave the child to, because it took my father to stand up, to wake people up, and still, you know, we have very few people that understand the insult. It's an insult, and it hurts me. I mean, I can't explain it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين. This is your brother Khalid. Assalamu alaikum. And you're on a conversation with a purpose on station IWDM. And with me is my brother, my partner, my friend. I do an octave. Octave, assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Khalid. How's the believer?
I'm doing fine. I'm fired up to bring the people good information. Hopefully, pray to God or allow us to speak with a soul that's got knotted up and a mind that is always obeying Him and we're delivering a man that's proved by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah.
And we have a lot to talk. You know, I think the first part of that is that time to get ready for Ramadan real soon, just over 30 days. And then
Alhamdulillah.
Of the fasting.
That's right. Get those ready.
Yeah, it's going to do it. Month of blessings, you know?
Blessings.
And this particular season is going to be pretty hot, you know? Summertime, we're in July, and, you know, it's a discipline, too. So we read the Quran, as you know, and strive to read all of it. We say the prayers, we say extra prayers, do a lot of extra things for this particular discipline for us to be better believers, better worshipers of Almighty Allah, and to be a better community. So we have a lot to do anyway in establishing the community that we want to do. But this is the time to prepare for it, be in tune, you know, tune up the body, tune up the mind, tune up the spirit. And I hope we have a fantastic time during the month of fasting.
That's right. See, and it is a night that's worth a thousand months of prayer, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think we can appreciate the meaning of that, you know, in full effect. But that's a gain during this particular time period. And we pray to allow our grant us the best, the choices, blessings they can give us, you know, and then we earn them too, honestly, you know, all the way. You know, the prayers at night with the masjid and, you know, family and the community all together. It's just a wonderful time and look forward to it, that's what I want to say.
Exactly. Really.
Yeah.
Mm. And like you said, it is a trial in the summer, because thank Allah.
That's right.
I've been blessed now because about 33 years to go around the entire calendar. So I'm going on my second lap around the calendar now. I think the first time Imam Muhammad had us fast Ramadan was in 1976. And remember, you know, we started, I think, in August, you know. And it was hot, Khalid. Let me tell you, August in New York, Khalid, it felt like we were in Saudi Arabian desert, man. That heat was 97, 98, 99 degrees. I remember it vividly. And when we made wudu, felt so refreshing when you made wudu. Oh!
I can imagine.
And that was our first experience.
I live on Dallas. You get the tropical heat, so, you know, I have to really, really hydrate, make sure I get as much water in as I can. And, you know, try my best to stay in the shade and don't exert myself so much, you know. Exactly. It would be a long daylight hours, too. We could talk about, what, 12 and 13?
And then, exactly, the days are Talika, sunrise now is in New York. Sunrise is approximately, I would say, 5:30, about 5:20
mm-hmm.
is sunrise,
mm-hmm.
and the sunset is not until at almost close to 9 o'clock. That's some long hours, Khalid. Khalid, did you hear me? This is the longest time of the year for New York in the Northeast region right now.
Yeah.
But it's a test, you know. And I always remember the saying of the prophet. He said to the believers, he said, be sure to take Sahur, because in taking Sahur, there's a blessing. And I always wanted to say, well, what is it? I get up, I make Sahur, what's the blessing? Well, Khalid, I missed it one day, and I realized the blessing. Because when I miss Sahur, did I pay that day? Because, you know, I had no water in my body. I didn't get up them times. I was probably just tired, and I slept too late to make Sahur. One day in my whole time of fasting, I never miss Sahur again.
Right.
That's a mercy from Allah. That meal, you know, Khalid.
That's right. That's right. So, but we also know that this is a Allah's most merciful, as we say.
Of course he knows what his creature can handle. Allah said he didn't put us a burden greater than we can bear. He didn't give the human being, Prophet Muhammad, the ideal human being, anything that any person as a believer could not do. If he wanted to do 5 prayers a day, he knew that's the human capacity to do it. He gave us Ramadan fasting. He knows it's in the human being's ability to do that, just like Hajj or anything that he asks of us in the Quran is within our ability to do it. He didn't ask us to do anything beyond our ability to do it.
Because
he's merciful. You know, and he even apologizes, like in Quran, fasting. He said, I'm not giving you this fast as a burden or as a hardship. I said, I'm just giving you so that you can commemorate me for the blessing of having guided you. He said, but don't think I'm giving you this as a difficulty. Because some people think when you fast, it's a burden or you're being punished for fasting. And Allah make it clear, though, it's not for those purposes. I'm giving you this so that you can commemorate my blessing to you during this blessed month that the Quran came down.
Right. Well, you know that the people who are sick, like we know we have a lot of diabetics. Like I'm talking, you're taking medicine, I'm trying to say, and you say it's too much, but we don't fast,
That's rational. It's rational fasting. You're right, Khalid, because the fast of Ramadan is a rational fast. If you are on medication, don't fast. If a sister's pregnant, the sister doesn't fast. If she's nursing, no fasting. If she's on her menses, no fasting. If the brother is ill or he's sick, he got some kind of problem, he doesn't have to fast. If you're too elderly, you don't have to fast. And if you're too young, you don't have to fast. And if you're crazy, you don't have to fast.
Yeah.
All you got to do, if you're crazy, that's going to make trouble in the community. But these are people that don't have to fast. You know, Allah has letting them go by. Or if you're traveling, you got to make it up by days later, you know. So Allah said he doesn't want to put you into a difficulty. So you have until the next Ramadan to make up any days that you miss. But I always tell people, if you owe any days, as soon as the Eid al-Fitr is over, make those days up. Because we don't know be our last day, so don't waste time. As soon as the Eid is over, start doing a couple of days to make up whatever we owe, you know. If we had to stop the fast for whatever purpose, or illnesses or whatever, and we had to make up some days, make them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I remember in season two there, two specific things in terms of fasting. If you're, and you get a lot of money, And you have business and just feel like that, you know, I got to take care of this business, you know, it's just, it's, I can't miss it. And I need some fuel in my body to take care of business in order to take care of business, you know. And I think it's just allow a person who has certain chores to do to miss the past, but in order to, I don't want to say make up a way how you get an option to see a certain amount of people, I think 60 people,
Exactly.
Then you have to pass and it's okay. Or if you're traveling, if you're traveling, you don't have no option, as you can put it, during the Ramadan to fast. You're not supposed to fast when you're traveling. And,
exactly.
You made a strong.
Allah allowed him to forget it because of the fact there were believers who were arguing in his midst. Can't remember what they were arguing over. They were arguing over something, and Prophet Muhammad told him, because of the fact you all were arguing, Allah made me to forget it. But I do know it's within the last 10 nights of Ramadan, preferably on an odd number night. Now, some of the believers say the 27th, and I mean, let me tell you, Khalid, on the 27th of Ramadan, you can't see the color of the carpet. The carpet might be hot pink. It might be bloodshot red. You can't see a piece of carpet in so many feet in the musalla, man. Everybody thinks, but we don't know. It could be the 21st, it could be the 23rd. The key is, it's best to be there every night within the last 10 days if you're trying your best to get the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, night of power, you know?
People fun, you know. So, finally, we pray that we get all the benefits as we can get in the upcoming months of Ramadan. So, months of blessings, you know, fasting, such a great month to look forward to, and such, we have enough inner strength to complete it, you know, all the duties that impose on us. So, as long as I make it a better person.
Exactly. See, what's so beautiful about Al-Islam that we love so much, Khalid, is that it's all about purifying ourselves, purification, self-purification. Because if we self-purify ourselves as individuals, then the family purifies itself, the community purifies itself, then the town purifies itself, and then the country purifies itself, and that keeps spreading, you know, like a wonderful joy. We got the prayer to purify ourselves, the Hajj, purification. Everything in our in our practices as Muslims is about self-purification, you know, to get the impurities out of us because, you know, we don't want the stains of shaitan in us. So this is the way we purify ourselves, is purification. Because if you go through Ramadan, you get away from the television, inshallah, you try to watch as little TV as we can, sacrifice on a lot of selfish pleasures, and utilize the 30 days for studying and reading, getting closer to Allah. You know, it's like if you had, let's say, for instance, I gave you, I own the bank. I'm a president of a bank, Khalid. And I tell you, Khalid, you are our 500,000th customer. And being our 500,000th customer, I'm going to allow you 30 minutes to go into that bank vault with a card. And I'm allowing you to take out as much money as you want. Now, you only have 30 minutes. Are you going to go to the bathroom in those 30 minutes, Khalid?
I don't think so.
You going to go somewhere, drink some water in those 30 minutes? You're going to utilize those 30 minutes to the maximum because I gave you an opportunity to pull out as much money as you can in 30 minutes. So here it is, Allah gave us 30 days to pull out all we can pull out in 30 days. Like I said, we don't have any time to waste on idle pleasures. We need to sacrifice those idle pleasures and just get into these 30 days like we should, and we'll come out a better community for it.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, in Scripture, there's a both Bible and Quran, I would say, it describes a time when man is lost. And you look at the situation when they just look like they're drunk, you know, falling down the street, they're talking, babbling, you know, can't see, can't hear, can't do. And that's the last days, you know. We're living in the top of the last days now, where you see so horrifying behavior to some of the inhuman people. And they do it to themselves and they do it to their own brothers and sisters, and they're so foolish, you know. Within, their brain, their thinking has been deceived. And they might be even thinking they're doing something right, but it's so wrong, so really wrong. And I thank God that Allah saved me from that, you know. And
that's right, from the ignorance.
That, you know, don't be ignorant, you know. And,
exactly.
And treat us as, you know, actually being a servant to God, actually being afraid to Almighty God, and be a worker for Him. And He, you know, that famous place in the Quran, He said, "Welcome my workers to my paradise." You know, you open the door.
Exactly. That's when Allah will say, "Enter ye my workers, enter ye into my heaven." Because the workers, they're the ones that's going to get in there. Because Al-Islam, unlike some particular beliefs where people can just do whatever they want to do and they can testify something out of their mouth, they get to paradise. I call that welfare religion. Islam is not a welfare religion. You come in Al-Islam, you got to go to work. The minute you say, Ashhadu anna ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, that you bear witness there's no God but Allah, and you openly testify that Muhammad is his messenger and the seal of his prophets. And saying that statement, you got to go to work now. And that's what Allah says in Quran so beautifully. Say not that you believe, but say that ye have submitted, for faith has not yet entered your heart. So the faith starts on the tongue with a kalimatain, with the kalimatain. And from the tongue, it has to evolve to the heart. And when it gets into the heart, now we can say we're believers. Because there's two independent people. There's the Muslim, and then there's the believer. The Muslim and the mu'min. We all want to strive to become the mu'min. You see? Because the Muslim was the one that stayed home with the women during the battle. The mu'min was the one that went out there with their goods and their persons and fought in the way of Allah. That's the mu'min. They're on different levels. Just like there were some who were Muslims who supported Imam Muhammad, and then there was believers who supported Imam Muhammad. They're two different groups. They both going to get blessings. But the one that strives to be mu'min, Allah says he has for them a greater reward because of their sacrifice. Because in our religion, whatever you put in, you're going to get back plenty fold, so much fold. So if you don't put that much in, you can't expect to get back what the person put a lot in. It's like the 401k plan. If you've been putting $2 in and I've been putting $100 in, I got more rewards at the end of that plan. Well, it's just like this, like the more good we do, the more we got stalled up and stacked up with Allah when we meet him again. And Allah will put us on different levels. Everybody's not going to be on the same level. In the house of Allah, some may be in the boiler room. Some may be on the second floor of the house of Allah, the third floor. And then those will be in a lofty position, will be like in a penthouse. Well, that's where we all should be striving for. The boiler room is too close to the fire. I mean, it's in there, but it's too close to where its heat is.
Very true. Well,
so
I want to talk about some events that are coming from our community and here in the area, neighbor area. Recommend and encourage that you attend. If you have any time, and I'm trying to get a good interest. Right now, on June 8th, that's Saturday, June 8th, and that's the hometown. This is the Ictic Annual Festival and Parade. It's the 21st Annual Festival and Parade that this brother, my friend, and our brother, Abdul Rahim Muhammad, he has a New Africa Museum in Philadelphia that's been around for about 10 years. But even before he built, it was his father's commercial building, Podcast Radio, and he got it and he turned it into a wonderful, wonderful place. It does a lot of work. But anyway, he's a very, very conscious person, hard worker, and this particular day I'm talking about, it's a great day. It's the social event of the year in Philadelphia. I witnessed it personally, and I want to tell you there's about 35 different Islamic communities. That's a low number, too, in Philadelphia. But right here's where everybody gets together, and just a day of love, of friendship. Beautiful day, a social day, you know? And people come together, and it's wonderful. You know, it's just so wonderful. God bless us with that. So that's what I experience if you're in the area, you know, New Jersey, you know, in Maryland, you know, that's close to Philadelphia.
That's beautiful.
It is. Penn's Landing on that set. Penn's Landing is owned by the city and different groups. You got places for vendors, you got places for people walk out. And it's like it's on the waterfront, too. So it's just a beautiful area. And it's a great time to be together and enjoy the festivities. One I really like, I saw her when I was in Philadelphia, this was about 2003.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to the festival on stage. He has a group that's like the African dance troupe. God, people can dance, man. They could. And the first time I saw him, I said, I'm looking at my daughter in that troupe, you know, because they were fantastic. And this Saturday, they're going to have a musical person. And they're going to have a favorite hip hop spoken artist I learned to like. Just recently, her name is Misunderstood, and her lyrics are not like they're gang bang, you know, person stuff, but with her social means. And as a matter of fact, we're members together on the Muslim American Media Alliance, Muslim American Media Alliance. She just joined recently, and she's going to explode, man, because she got the talent. God gave her a gift. To really live it out and entertain and inform people at the same time. And other groups too, I just can't tell, and more. But really too. I want to tell a funny story about Misunderstood. A friend of mine, some sort of went to a performance and came back and told me about her. And one of the stories she was talking about was religious marriages. And I think it's a story. It wasn't a personal experience, but, you know, maybe a story where one of them was or something. But she made it to a song and or into, you know, a recording type of spoken word. And it went like, she was telling her, like, this was an hour. She was getting interested in marrying a person who had another wife. And, so in the ritual or getting to know each other, the one wife accepted one of them be initiated to entering a relationship with one person, one man, one husband, and two wives. You're going to see how things are hanging out and how two wives can get along. And so the wife was going store shopping, buy some meat or something like that, and invited her to go along with him. So when they bought their groceries and had the cash register, and the wife pulls up some food stamps, and she goes, you don't have food stamps. What kind of, what will we get into, you know? So to me, that was funny. I know it's very, it happens, you know. Just to be goofy and stuff. So, you know, she kind of, you know, she's in her record, she is such a talent, how she backed out of that particular setup that we had going for track, really, you know, going for it. I thought it was funny. But that's Miss Misunderstood, and she'll be there in February. I'm glad. She'll be there May, this Saturday. And that's what, for another thing going on too, you know, the Maui Conference, I believe it's the fifth conference, so June 21st, and that's going to be in Natchez, Free Haven, Natchez, New Jersey. It's a little, small, beautiful Natchez. I believe it myself. It's right across the bridge in Camden, New Jersey. No, it's in Free Haven, New Jersey. So that's where our brother, the man, the name Bookman, and the students of Maui, they're going to be get together on June 21st right there and at Natchez Free Haven, New Jersey. It's the fifth year in a row that we have this conference, and it should be fun. It should be really not only fun, but educational. And again, we're getting together, it's closer gathering for Muslims.
Alhamdulillah.
And then on June 23rd, we're waiting for our brother Harim to call up. He's the generator of the second networking conference for the from the Muslim Chamber of Commerce. It's called Economic Resurrection. And this time it's going to be held in Irvington, New Jersey. And it should be, guess who's coming? Khadijah Muhammad will be there. And that's the test himself. And then it's the mayor of Irvington. He's going to be there, Wayne Smith. And Wayne Smith is a Muslim. And he is he has been the president of all the mayors in America, working for them. He's a dynamic person. Good human being. And not only Wayne, but I got to fly in front of him. Got a little bit up here. It's Wayne, it's Khadija.
I hope you will make it too. There's Amatullah Flame, she's in health, she's from Elizabeth, New Jersey. So we got some top presenters
coming June 23rd right there at the Warris Cultural Center in Irvington, New Jersey. And it'll be in the summertime, of course, we're going to have a lot of programs. You can need some dynamic programs. Now, in Master Law, again, on June 23rd, right there in Plainfield this time, Plainfield, New Jersey, June 23rd, there's going to be Hodge Fundraising. And that's what the brother we had last week, Iman Abdul Ali Muhammad. He's from he's a resident Iman of Master Law Plainfield. And he was with us last week discussing establishing a conflict resolution service for our community. And hopefully we'll get the good people to call in, join up, find out. Yeah, I'll be there with you, you know, or what can I do? You know, we're trying to create a team. Right now, for the Northeast section, but the interest is community. And we hope that every master of Islamic center will have a conflict resolution team in place. Just like you have a 150 documents, a state document, a team. Take in your will, make sure you get all your affairs in order before you go, you know. There won't be no headaches. In place, right there in your magic, you know. And other things. So what really surprised me, which isn't surprising talking about you, Wally, he brought up the topic of marriage and how you can be counselors to, well, he was saying how the state of marriage is kind of in trouble because, like, 50 to 77 of weddings or those who marry, they get divorced. That's a shocking statistic. You've been around a long time. So it tells me how people really not thinking about their responsibility, their duties and responsibilities for they still have when you marry somebody. It's a very, very sacred duty and shouldn't be taken lightly. So, you know, somebody goes to that area how people get married today and see 6 weeks later they're gone. They ain't together no more, you know? And that happens and it seems like it's become the norm and that's one thing. But anyway, I just shared with you what we talked about last week and it was an excellent discussion. How a conflict resolution team can help out on that particular issue and many other issues. So that's so anyway, the fundraiser at my brother's master right there in Plainfield, New Jersey, and those around the area, please join. You know? And so that's what I got on the events on our social network, lowesteman.name.com. And we need help too. I mean, hopefully, that if people want to help out in terms of calendar, put on a calendar events coming up in our community. please get in touch with me at stationiwdm@yahoo.com. Stationiwdm@yahoo.com. Just shoot me. Shoot me. All you have to do is write a short note. And I'll get right back to you. I'm the law.
I'm the law.
Now, Helene went to California this past week. She was about 5 days in Anaheim, California, attending a conference. And I don't know what happened. All in the health of Dallas. And I was looking forward to discussing business. Anyway, the Muslim American General Conference was about to be done in Irvington. But alas, he could not do it because he's not here. But I'm like, just stay tuned. We'll bring you, give you the information. And again, if you're on our network at New York City Internet at www.wearewithwhatyouman.name.com, you can share some more information that I can tell you on the radio program. So I'll tell you this. On Thursday night with the NWD lineup, it's a dynamite. We actually got already uploaded days ago. I had told people that I was going to try to get this. Get one lesson. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it because the humming in the background. I couldn't eliminate the humming, and I wanted you to get distracted. But the other lesson came my way, and this lesson is called the 10th anniversary, 1985. And this is time, we were wearing a handkerchief on the hat, on the head, you know, and I could convert it from video to audio, and you can hear it, and it's wonderful. It is wonderful. You know, what were the challenges to 1985? And as opposed to whether the same challenges happening right now in 2013? Or as we conquer some things and, you know, move on up, move up away from those things, and they already solved, you know. Find out tomorrow night at 8 o'clock right here on station WDM. And next week,
Hey. 33 years of teaching, so much. I'm just reviewing, and I'm going over CDs and tapes that I know I heard a few times, and I hear it now. It's like it's new, you know, because now I got a better understanding now, too, you know, because as we grow, because you got to remember, as Imam Wadid Muhammad was teaching us, he was growing. Just like in the Rasulullah, when he was teaching the believers, he was growing in the Quran. So as he was growing, we were trying to keep up. But that man's mind was, Allah just gave him such a mind and a spirit and a soul, you know. It's just a blessing that we had such a great leader, you know.
Yes.
I thank Allah for what he shared with us, really. Because, like I said, this knowledge, that's why it's so important that we keep it alive by teaching it to our children, by making sure we use it and we speak on it on social networks to make sure this language never dies. You know, it has to stay alive. That's why it's so important that we do dawah, you know, because we just can't allow this knowledge to circle among us. We got to make sure that all the world know that something special happened here in America from the year 1933 until 2008. Something phenomenal happened in America.
I'm sorry. It will bless you. Sometimes you just don't appreciate how much we have been blessed. Leadership of the United States. Because I'm like you. I searched the old CDs and videos and the lectures, and I got a considerable few. Now I'm on the jump of joy, you know.
I'm going over right now when I'm in Cali. I'm studying the historic Atlanta address from 1978. And Khalid, I'm telling you, it's like he made the coupon yesterday. Because it's so applicable to a lot of the problems we see today in society. And in that coupon, addressing some serious issues, some serious problems that causes society to go astray, how we raise our children, the roles of male and female in family. I mean, he deals with all of that, and I mean, I just love it.
Right, right. I read what you put on Facebook. It came from the language.
Yeah, you had it in its entirety, you know. I saw that. Thank you. Because you had the whole entire coupon, you know.
Yeah, we put down there for people to have their hands on it. You know, and that's what makes you have, at least I do, have a real a passion to share it with people, you know.
So
I love sharing. You know? I love that. And
exactly. Well, that's what it's about. All of us sharing whatever we've been blessed. And whatever we're blessed to hold or to have in our possession, to share it. Because it's not doing any good just holding on to it. That's not what it's about. It got to be shared.
That's right.
People
so
need
this. I always when people make their own personal folder for whatever information put out there because it comes from a serious folk, mass, on paper.
Mm-hmm.
They should grab it and put it into your personal folder where you can read it. You know, and
exactly.
Because the folder takes. You study it, you'll study it. You know, I'm going to satisfy you. You know, I got that. You know, it should be like a piece, you know. And
mm-hmm.
not that work, man. You know, just a real food, heavenly food that you take them and digest it properly, you know. Like you said, when you take a bite, chew it 100 times, you know, before you swallow. So it's a real treat. So,
What lecture are you going to play on Thursday? What was that again? What's the title?
The 10th anniversary, 1985, the public address.
Okay, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Like,
that coupon off the top of my head. I started hearing it, it'll come back. But I remember that. I was there, you know.
Well, I think it wasn't a Friday speech lecture. It was a Saturday lecture, and they didn't have it set up like the convention, but they did. And as a matter of fact, I think they announced this in like in July, so 1985, rather than September. So it was a whole different scheme altogether, or scheme in play. It was a bit different, and you'll hear, you know. And again, we have an archive, another wonderful thing, that an archive at Station FWN, at Blog Talk Religion. I give you the whole website address, and you can just go to the in-demand episode where all our programs are archived. And all you have to do is have a date, you know, and you go to that and hear the program in its entirety, the mistakes and everything, and the voice and all. You hear, and you know, you're ready. It's blogtalkradio.com/station-IWDM. So that's what we recommend. If you know our website address, you know our social website, you know, so you can so we'll be in constant contact and. At the social main network I'm talking about, we have groups, we have forums, we have blogs, you put your pictures out there, you put events. It's a wonderful way. It's a top-rated way to communicate with each other. And so, you know, we have to have a communication line in order to understand, in order to know, in order to do. You know, it's a secret side of my team. I'm covered. Yeah, we all know. You know, we get some work. In like in Florida or in California or in Milwaukee or in we just don't go to physically, but with the technology today, we can be in touch. Yeah, that gonna be even talking about how wonderful the tools of technology can it's coming so fast that we can see. Events happen over Europe right in our own living room. You know, we can see it. Almost the same time. The finals are happening, we know what's going on. You know,
Well, that's the power of technology now. It was a time information takes to get across the, just another town. Now, if you could flash right now and see what's going on in another country in seconds, milliseconds.
Oh,
it's incredible.
Now, I don't use Twitter, but Twitter is a dynamite social tool to have, too. And I remember reading whoever created it, and he's the son of a farmer. And he didn't want to work the farm. And yet he had other ideas how to grow up. And his father supported him. And, when we have, with African American has ideas, and look up for dad and mom for money, now, sometimes they don't have enough for us to but his father just gave him, $90,000. And that's how he went on Twitter. And he was saying how on West Coast, in San Francisco, it's an earthquake happening. And on your cell phone, you almost vibrate at the same time, And talking about the earthquake, be Twitter. That's how fast communication can be. Now, we as a community, we have yet to put ourselves into a situation where we can use the dynamic gift that Allah has given us, given all of humanity, to give our communication. We want to open communication lines. That's why we have this radio program. That's why we have the Yahoo group. We are with UNWD Muhammad. That's why we have the Facebook group. We are with UNWD Muhammad. That's why we have the main social network. I'm always encouraging people to join. But mainly, we are with UNWD Muhammad. But the website address is wearewiththeimam.name.com. So I believe once you take a look at it, you really have to get to join, And if you have to join, you have to make a request, Let me get in. That's how you just go fast. The request will put you right on in. So we need to be in communication. This is most needed time.
Because, it's so easy to transport information now. Look at how we used to record Imam Muhammad on cassette. And then from cassette, we went all the way to CDs and then the DVDs. Mm-hmm. It just keeps evolving,
That's right.
And that alone, just to record the speech, to record the human word, has evolved, which you can record it on,
Exactly.
So thank Allah. Like Prophet Muhammad said, there's no greater gift that Allah gave the human being than the human brain. Because with that brain, human beings can do so much, Especially if they're using it in the right order it's supposed to be used in,
That's true.
So and thank Allah.
That's right. Thank Allah so much. Next week, we'll have the wife of the CEO of Taqwa Productions. And her name is Hajja Habiba. Check her. Can't wait to have her on because she's a dynamite individual. Had a whole lot of responsibilities with the Taqwa Productions. And she has visions of her own that she has accomplished. She likes a lot. She likes business. I like business. Maureen likes business. You like business, And we as a community should love business. And to have it established our neighborhoods and have jobs for our up and coming young people, for anybody, be employed and have the bill paid and keep bucks in the pocket. And the saying under the honorable Elijah Muhammad, money, good homes, and friendship in all walks of life. So we got a beautiful future ready to unveil itself, but we got to be in a position to grab it and take it, to see it and understand it. We don't want to have any retail, but we want to work in retail, We want to be advancing together.
Because it's all for one common goal. And that's for the establishment of community life, because as a people, we're the only ones that don't have yet what we can really call community life. You know, we just don't have it yet. I mean, every other people, they have Italian communities, and then it looked like they set it up like back home in Chinatown. You know, when the Chinese come, they make it look like you in China.
That's right.
Phone booth, everything has that Chinese accent to it. The Greek neighborhoods, you got Irish neighborhoods and communities. But we really haven't established ourselves as communities. You know, we got little neighborhoods, but we don't have communities. And that's what we strive for.
Yeah.
We got to strive for community life, especially for us as Muslims, where we have our own schools. We have our own Muslim business schools. I don't wake up in the morning to an alarm clock. I wake up in the morning to the Don Fafaja prayer. That's what's supposed to wake me up. I'm supposed to be waking up to somebody calling the Adhan. That is my wake-up call, you know. But you have to have your own community to have that, you know. So that's what Imam Muhammad really wanted us to continue to strive towards, establishing new Africans all over America, you know, so that we can have something that says, this is our people, this is our establishment, this is our community, you know. Now, let's say somebody outside can't be there, but it'll be predominantly with us living the life of Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going to happen. I see it. We got the knowledge to do it. We just need the workers to put it into effect. We got it. I know we can do it.
Right. No doubt. And again, we have people out there that's been blessed by Almighty Allah, and we have to find them. They have to find us too. We have to find them too. It's an equal duty, and we have to work together for our best foot forward.
Yes, one common good.
And don't cheat yourself. You know, don't cheat yourself. That I can't do. No, you're a human being. God gave you much ammunition to work with them and join the good cause. So don't never doubt yourself and trade off that. The shackle of slavery, you know, shake them off, get them off. Shake it off.
Yeah.
It's like a firm shaking. And,
the human being has the ability to change anything the human being is not happy and satisfied with. The human being has within the human being the capacity to change anything that the human being doesn't want. No, it takes some working on self. And like I said, that's why it's so beautiful about Al-Islam. It gives us those fine institutions and fine principles whereby we can better ourselves. Every year, we should be better, in a better situation. We shouldn't be stagnant. You know, we have to be like water, constantly flowing, because the worst thing in the world is stagnant water. It starts to stink. It goes bad. You know, you would never make wudu. Papa Mama said we can't make wudu in stagnant water. It got to be running, you know, and that's how our spirit should be. It should be constantly running and moving. Never being still, you know. We don't want to be still waters.
Right. Well, you reminded me of a story. My son told me just yesterday. He read a story about a man who lost 250 pounds on his own volition. He went like 300 some pounds, and he knew it was. And that's the guy who made a hit record, and. That's why I'm a DJ. The big DJ saved my life. It's a big boy.
Yeah.
So,
I know that cut.
And how he did it, like on 99 cents a day. You know, he was building him the money, looking at everything like what he saw. He had one moment, you know, self realization moment. So I don't have to be like that. And that day, and he did it. You know, he started walking. He said, "Person, you can only walk from the block and back to his house. From the block and back to his house. Then he could walk. He couldn't even walk around the block at one time initially. But then he learned how to walk around the block, and he kept up to it. And the way he threw out all the junk food in his house and the sodas and whatever else was unhealthy. They threw it out. You know, Alex was doing all the cupboards. And there was one store, there was a 99 cent store, which he bought some items. And that were basically organic, and he ate eggs and mushrooms and olives, like two or three times a day. So it was really cheap the way how he did it. And walking, he was saying that when people and neighbors start realizing, or start seeing on change down walking, they start waving at him, you know. And then a few months later, they saw a little change, and they talked to him about it. And they said, hey, man, you lose some weight, you know. And yeah. But he
was
impressive. Walk. It's a simple thing like walking, you know. So, like, 18 months time, I think, he lost a large amount of weight, of 250 pounds. It was amazing.
Mm.
And you see the before and after
pictures,
too.
So, yeah, well, our foods are rich in fats and all of that, the foods we eat. So, you know, it's easy for us to gain, and you know, weight in this culture, you know, because we got so much junk food that we are exposed to, you know.
Yeah.
And even it's affecting children. You got children now. I mean, 8, 9 years old, 220 pounds. 8 year old is not supposed to be 220 pounds at 8. That's too much. But you know what it is now, Patty. You have to understand, children today, they don't go out and play. Their whole entertainment is in the room in front of a screen. That's where the entertainment is. They don't go out and play anymore. A lot of parents, unfortunately, have neighborhoods where they're scared to let the child out. In a lot of communities, there's violence. In some communities, they're scared because of the times we're living in, that their child might be abducted by some sicko. I mean, so, you know, it was very difficult now to let children just go out and play. I was in my neighborhood just the other day, Khalid. I got to tell you, the believers, this story real quick. And there's a group of parents, you know, sitting on a bench. I thought it was a tenants' meeting, you know. I said, well, damn, they didn't invite me. What's going on here? Then I look on the other side, about maybe 40 yards away, and I see the children playing. I said, oh, my goodness. All these parents are here monitoring their children. Because when I was growing up, Khalid, you just went out in the street and played. Nobody watched you with no need to. Nobody bothered you. When the street lights came on, we came in the house, we ate dinner, and if it was summertime, we went back out and played again. But now the parents got to be watching their children play for fear some nut might take them.
Right, yeah.
So we live in very, very difficult times now. You know, it's not the kind of times we used to have. I hope and pray to Allah we can get back to that. And that's what we pray for. But it's just difficult now to leave your children. And like the result, children don't get to run outside, so they just sit in front of the screen when they come home and play games and go on social network. They don't move.
Right.
If it wasn't for school, there's some children who wouldn't see the light of day, Cuddy. You think they were vampires.
Yeah.
No, really?
You got to teach them, you got to create that environment that's safe and has that encouragement to learn and apply good morals, you know. Like you say, goodness is on the rise. Goodness is rising. And it is rising, but we have to look for it. You know, and say, yeah, it is, and be a part of it, you know.
Allah will never allow evil to be equal to righteousness ever. Allah says not equal are those things that are good and those things that are bad, even though those things that are bad may dazzle thee. Allah said it is not equal. So goodness always supersedes.
That's right. You got to remember that, you know. And you find that throughout the Quran and Allah will put us to the test. In terms of, you know, like a desire that says, you know, those people of the past, you know, they want to do things you think you don't have to go through. I'm using the short version, you know.
Yeah, you got to go through
it. Yeah, we're coming to the end, and I hope to take any questions or statements from you. I don't have to do it the next time, unfortunately, but forgive me about that. And next week we will have a great guest. And we have a great plan on a program to present to you next week with our sister checker. And hopefully the brother Alain will be able to call and tell us about his trip too as well. I'm sorry, trip too, but as well as the trip. everybody, please, may Allah bless you, reward you, and have a great week, you know, a blessed week, that's what I want to say. So you take care, and I'll take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, indeed, believer.
And we'll say assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.